Meditation means uniting our soul with God. But how to do it? We are conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, with all attention, with all consciousness. And our soul is also, the outer expression of the soul is also called attention. So meditation means withdrawing your attention from all outside, also from the body below, bring it to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes, where the man dying, the soul withdraws from the body, then eyes are upturned here. And there when all attention is centralized, that you know you are not the body. Then your inner eye, your third eye, your single eye is open. And you can see the light of God. This is one expression of the God into speaking power. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You know, it is a process, just like a dying man withdraws the attention from all outside, in which you can sit longer. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight, quite opposite to the yoga postures, this. Sit quite with tension in the body. So first step is to sit in any pose most convenient to you, with no tension in any part of the body. Sit quite relaxed but straight. And once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Further, you close your eyes, withdraw your attention from all outside, also withdraw your attention from all environments also where you are sitting. Not forget all outside and forget the environment in which you are sitting. Also, don't pay any attention to what is going on in the body below the eyes. Fix your whole attention at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes. That will give you some tension. To avoid that, when you close your eyes, you see vast expanse of darkness. Just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. That area. Look intently, minutely, penetrating to find out what is in there. Disavoid any tension. Continue looking constantly without break into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. That way. Fix your gaze. Along with it, have the sweet memories of God. Those who are initiated, that they should repeat the names of God which are charged mentally, one by one at intervals, not in quick succession. That will give only charging. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. The attention will be withdrawn from all outside and there will be centralized, and there you will find the darkness will be tamed and light will go forth. Inside you see light, again look into the middle of the light in front of you, intently, minutely, penetratingly. That will grow bright and burst. further way will be up. You see sky. Sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. If it comes at the outset or later, put in whole attention to seeing to what is in there. You'll find stars. If you find stars, then locate a big star out of that about which all masters have referred. If you find that, put in whole attention into the middle of the big star. The result will be the star will open, you will cross it. Further, you may find moon. If you find moon, again that very principle, look into the middle thereof, not the whole of it. That will grow by bright and burst into pieces. You will cross it like Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further, you will find God appears in some form in which He is working, on whom His grace is descending, or in whom He is manifest. In any form comes up like that, don't visualize yourself or premeditate yourself. Absorb your whole attention to Him, so much so you forget yourself, you will develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. Here you will also hear this sound principle also. You follow please, now as I say, go on sitting, you see. Sit in any pose most convenient to you. Mind that there should be no tension in the body. When you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Don't change, please. Don't change. Physically still. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Why are you changing? Why can't you sit still? Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Also forget the environment in which you are sitting. So you see vast expanse of darkness in front of you. Your eyes are flesh and bones are closed. They don't work. There's some other eye which looks that darkness. That inner eye, third eye or single eye. So within your eyes, don't look to the whole of the vast expanse of darkness in front of you, but just look into the middle thereof, opposite to your eyebrows. Outside. Look intently, minutely, penetrating into it to find out what is in there. Repeating the names mentally one by one at intervals. Not in quick succession, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue looking like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes. You'll find whole attention will riveted there, and the darkness will thin. You'll find light coming up, sprouting forth. When you find any kind of light, just don't look to the whole of it, but just look into the middle of it. While repeating the names at intervals, mentally, one by one, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed. You continue for a short time, that light will grow bright and burst. That will give you sky. Sometimes sky comes out at the very outset. Whenever it comes, look into the middle of, intently into it, what is in there. You'll find stars. If you find stars, just locate the big star out of that. You find big star, then put in whole attention into the middle thereof. That will open, you will cross it. For the moon may come up, if it comes, just look into the middle thereof intently, minutely, that will burst into pieces, and you will cross it. That Prophet Muhammad did it. For the God will appear in some form in which he is working. So, if you find such form without your whole attention to him, so much so that you forget yourself. You will develop receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. Then you may also hear this sound principle. Go on sitting until you ask to leave.